Aircheckdownloads.com.
They're good, aren't they? Two Door Cinema Club, Wonderful Life on BBC Radio Leeds. Good morning, my name's Andrew. Really nice to be back with you. Planned holiday, dragging our old caravan to Wales for the last few weekends, but the passing of my mum at the very start of that meant that it's been a very strange few weeks, and actually a hugely comforting and humbling few weeks as well, because if you're listening 4 weekends ago, you'll have heard Johnny Ianson bring you so sensitively, thank you, Johnny, the final edition of My Mum and Me, Dementia Diary, because my mum died almost 5 weeks ago now. We had the funeral on Monday. And so this was all planned, and I think mum would have been quite pleased. I had time to make the arrangements and to have a holiday as well. Hi, Andrew. Say, Mike and Jules, glad that you are back. Hello from a sunny Kefalonia balcony. And they've sent me the picture. That is a stunning view, Mike and Jules. Thank you. Very nice to hear from you. On WhatsApp, the number is 08000 321 333. They started the message with Leeds. Bob and Carol, thank you for your kind words as well. And Roma says, lovely to have you back again this weekend. So sorry for the loss of your dear mum. Warmest wishes to you and the family. Thank you very much indeed. Yin, thank you for your very kind words as well. Said, we listened to the Dementia Diaries on Sundays. Thought they were really thought-provoking. Thank you. Bless you all. I really do appreciate it. And thank you. The picture that a lot of you are reacting to, I thought, with it being so nice and sunny, I'd send just as a final thank you, really, and I hope by the end of the week to have replied to everybody who's been in touch with me. It's a picture of mum before dementia struck, her and me at the South Bay at Scarborough on a very sunny day. Probably a little chillier than today, because I notice she's wearing a scarf and I've got a jumper on, so there we are. Those pictures, Twitter at BBC Leeds and at Radio Andrew E. Lovely to have you company, 19 minutes to nine.
The sound. The sound of West Yorkshire.
Now, we're continuing to celebrate fabulous people who've made a real difference this morning. We're hearing from our final nominee, in fact, over the two breakfast shows yesterday and today, from our BBC Radio Leeds Make a Difference Awards. And this week we've been highlighting great neighbours and celebrating them as well. This award, and we've got the awards due next month, September, will go to an individual or group of people who've helped to make their local community a better place to live or work. Boston Spa is your destination today. BBC Radio Leeds reporter Tim Daly's been out to meet Claire Maxted Wiggins.
Congratulations, this is an act of kindness. You found me. Here's a gift to me.
The sound of West Yorkshire.
Very nice to have you company. Keith, thank you so much for your message from Keith Lee, responding to the embarrassing selfie that's slightly less embarrassing and rather more smiley than usual. I'm just doing a final day of thank yous as I've returned to the airwaves this weekend, off for the last few weeks, which was planned holiday. My lovely mum, Carolyn, who's, problems, many in more recent years, but also a celebration of life. I've brought you for 3.5 years in Mum and Me, the Dementia Diary. Mum died and we had the funeral on Monday of the week just gone. And I have to say, I've been overwhelmed by the response, particularly to the final edition of Mum and Me, the Dementia Diary. So today, a thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I thought, instead of my usual picture of me in the half light at 4:30 in the morning, I'd show a picture of Mum and me in one of our favourite places, Scarborough, where we spent most of my childhood holidays. I grew up in Hull, where Mum lived. And it's her and me at the South Bay, a picture I think my brother took, which is why it's rather more competent than the usual embarrassing selfies I give you. And I've had a huge response again this morning to that. So thank you very much indeed. Keith says, nice to see you both smile. A happy event you remember with the person you love so much. Your lovely mum will be proud of her, Andrew. And he says, as always, my best. And I'll give you a song for the day. Coldplay's Fix You. Because we all need a little support sometime. Take care. Thank you, Keith. That's Twitter at BBC Leeds and at Radio Andrew E, if you'd like to catch up on the picture and more. John says, hi, Andrew, I'd like to share this. This morning, when I was on my way home, it seemed foggy. This was about 4:30, but now the sun's out, another warm day. Have a great rest of Sunday and next week. Please give me a shout out this morning. Pleasure to do that. He gave me an early morning hello, and indeed, a lot of us have had mist and fog, which has now burnt off, and we are left with another day. Probably a little less intense than yesterday. We've got thunder on the forecast for tomorrow, and then the weather breaking as the week goes on. So, yeah, keep listening to the forecast. Abby has been with us as ever this morning, about 7:20 for the forecast. John and Keith on Twitter at BBC Leeds. And I'm at Radio Andrew E. The gardening phone-in is with Martin Fish this week after 9. You can book your call now, 0800 389 3333. Producer Derber in charge. She will be taking your calls. It's her voice you'll hear when you dial that. I'll say it again slowly. We give priority to callers, what with it being a phone-in. 0800 389 3333. The final of our thoughts on partition, 75 years on. After the excellent John Farnham and the epic You're the Voice on BBC Radio Leeds, a Hindu perspective on partition before 9.
Aircheckdownloads.com.